Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of tonight's message is, There's Something in the Water. There is something in the water. In John chapter 4 and verse 13, Jesus answered the woman at the well and said, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give them will never thirst. But the water that I give will become in them a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water that I may never thirst, nor never come to draw here again. Folks, there are so many people who are drawing from the wrong source of joy to be satisfied in their life. They are drinking from the wrong well. The Bible tells us that salvation is a well of water that wells up in us from God, that gives us continual joy, continual peace in our lives. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about maintaining joy and maintaining peace during the storms and the difficulties of life. Most of you are familiar with this scripture. It says, Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, too often we give our joy away to the circumstances and the problems in our lives. And you know what? Many times it's because we've been waiting for God to answer a prayer so long. Now, how many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer that hasn't been answered yet? Let me see your hand. Okay, that's most of us in here. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Now, we all had dreams about the future, perhaps about a family, success in life, a business. We all had thoughts and dreams about how all that was going to take place. And sometimes it doesn't happen exactly the way you think. But I want to encourage you here tonight that God wants you to remember that your journey is not over, and that you are to walk your journey in life with joy and with peace. Now, we are living in a stressed out age. How many of you can say amen to that? I mean, we are going. Whether it be on your job or with the kids or school, something you've got to do that hasn't been done, and there are procrastinators, and then there are those who are overachievers. Really, stress brings all kinds of, in case you don't realize it, sickness. It can bring sickness into your life. So it's important for you not to be stressed in your life. Well, you say, well, how can I deal with stress? Well, folks, we deal with it the same way we deal with the joy issue. And that is to go to God and ask Him to de-stress us. Lord, help me. Help me to be filled with peace. Help me to be filled with your joy. Help me to maintain it even during this difficult time. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 1, it says, For everything there is a season, and a time for every activity under the heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not over yet. God is going to bless you and answer your prayers. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. Most of you believe that. That's good. Folks, listen, God is in charge of seasons, and He wants you to remain joyful so that you can have the strength to accomplish what He has in store for your life. Why? Because the joy of the Lord really gives you strength. And one of the keys for our emotional stability, especially in times of storms in our lives, is to keep God in the center of our lives, to maintain a closer relationship with God. In fact, Jesus told us that the most important commandment to live by was to love God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. That means your relationship with God is to be the closest relationship in life, closer than your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, all of those folks in your life. God wants you to love Him, to trust Him, and to know Him. Why? Because He is the source of your joy. He is the source of your peace. He is the source of your satisfaction in life. Now, if you're struggling, I want to tell you something. You've got to go to God with that. Some people say, well, He knows what I'm going through. No, no. Listen, it's all about relationship with God. You have to talk to God. Don't just say, God, you see me down here struggling. No. God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to say, Lord, this is what I'm going through. I need your help. Can you help me out here, Lord? You know what's happening. Listen, the most important thing to remember is that God's supernatural presence can heal you and insulate you from the emotional dramas that you face in life, whether it be the past or the present or even the future. Listen to God's promise in Jeremiah chapter 30 and 17. He said, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." Most of us have been wounded along the path of life, some more than others. Things in the past have really taken their toll on us. But I want to let you know that you don't have to remain wounded. God has promised to heal you of your wounds. In fact, I want to let you know that God is aware of your wounds, and He's just waiting to take them. The Bible says in Psalm 34 and 18, the Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. I want to say that again to you tonight, folks, because you may feel like nobody knows and nobody really cares what's happening in your life, but there is one who knows you, knows where you came from, knows what you have gone through. You know, a lot of times we try to conceal the things that are really going on in our lives or the things that have happened to us. We don't know how people are going to take it, and we don't even know how it sounds how it's going to sound when we come out of our mouths, when it comes out. You know, sometimes we say things and we're just not sure of the response. I'm going to say it to you again. God knows what's going on with you. So it's important for you to go to Him and ask for His help, the wounds to be healed in your life, and to let people go who have hurt you as well, because that's a part of the mending of the wounds. Let God give you His strength. Let God give you His supernatural joy. He's waiting to do it. There's a powerful scripture in Psalm 46 and 1. Listen to what it says. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come, or even if the mountains crumble into the sea, It goes on to say in verse 4, a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, and it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect us. God has made us like that city. And God brings joy to our lives. He's ready to do it all the time. God is your strength, and He'll bring your joy back. And He will protect it if you allow Him to do it. Now, many times, folks, truth be told, we work against God. When the Holy Spirit is trying to encourage us, we push away that encouragement. Sometimes we just like to live in our hurt and our disappointment and our despair. This message is for you, to let you know that God is reaching out to you tonight to heal your wounds, to give you joy, to fill you with His peace.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says, "The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name." Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You can recover everything that you've lost in your life, because God will give it back to you if you simply have faith in Him. Encourage yourself in the Lord. The way it is does not have to remain. You can change situations in the name of Jesus Christ. You can get back all the things that you lost in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Now, you probably thought it was going to be easy. It's not that easy, because the enemy is relentless. And that is the reason why the Bible says we have to pray without ceasing. You know, God delivered Paul from drowning during a shipwreck. This is found in Acts chapter 28. But the devil followed him to shore. The Bible says here, and Luke wrote this. He said, "Once we were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. And the people on the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy. And they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. And as Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. And the people on the island saw it hanging on his hand and said, 'This man is a murderer, no doubt. Though he escaped the sea, justice will not permit him to live.'" Can you imagine that? Here, the apostle of God, a long snake on his arm, just hanging off, just dangling like that, bit him. He just got rescued from the ocean, and now this snake is hanging from his arm. Folks, I want you to realize that you are always in spiritual warfare. The devil is always attacking you. Never think, "Oh, I made it. I don't have to worry." No, the Bible says pray without ceasing. You have got to understand that he is always on the attack. But you must also understand that you will always win against the devil. The Bible says, "But Paul shook it off and put it in the fire and was unharmed." When trouble comes into your family, on your job, your health, listen, don't give in. Don't give up. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I got cancer now. I guess I'm going home to be with the Lord. What? You need to rebuke the devil and say, Lord, I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. I am going to live, and I'm going to fulfill my destiny in you. You've got to shake it off. When bad things happen, things that you don't even expect, God doesn't want you to allow that thing to fasten onto you. You got to shake it off. You just got to get rid of it and say, no, I don't receive that in Jesus' name. Remember, what you do during a crisis will establish what happens after that. You have to stop it from the very beginning and say, oh, no, I don't receive that, devil. Oh, no, I saw that coming. No, 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 I didn't see that coming, but there you are. No, I don't receive it in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us death and life are in the power of our tongue. Listen, some of us might need a healing of our tongue because we don't repeat the word of God. We repeat the circumstance. Oh, my goodness. I just got bit by a snake. It was a poisonous snake. Oh, my arm is about to blow up. I can see it in my mind. Oh, my elbow is going to reach the ground. You need a healing in your mouth. Your tongue needs to be healed if you're always talking negative things. If you have an imagination that goes to the dark side is the doubting side. You need to tell the devil to stop messing with your mind. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, devil, stop messing with our minds. I'm trying to help you to say it, not offend anybody, but I'm just trying to tell you the truth. The devil wants to mess with your mind. And he's doing it too. Listen, this is what you have to understand, folks. You can shake it off. I don't know what you're going through tonight, but you can shake it off. Have faith in God. Draw from the waters of salvation. Draw the joy of God. Listen, look, if God got you to the shore, you're safe. See, how many times has God delivered you before? Shake it off. Just like you did before. Some people say, well, I'm just so tired of going through things. God brought me from here, and here I am again. I got this far, and here I am again. And I'm in here, and here I am again. Listen, God's been blessing you and keeping you over and over again. Don't you get it? You're not going to fall. You're going to always be all right. He's going to always make a way for you. That's what you need to get. You need to shake it off and tell the devil he's a liar and that you will maintain your joy in the Lord. The Bible says in verse 6 here, the people waited for Paul to swell up or suddenly drop dead. You know, people, sometimes they're not necessarily for you. So don't necessarily tell people about everything that's going on with you. Now, I know some of us got prayer warriors praying with us. Make sure those people are really praying with you and not against you. You need to ask the Holy Spirit who you make your prayer partner, all right? Because you need to understand that just because we're human, sometimes, I mean, people can look at a situation and maybe don't feel the same way that you feel about it. That's why the Bible says if two agree touching anything, you need to make sure that that person really agrees with you. Sometimes they don't really agree. Sometimes they don't even have the faith that you have to believe for the miracle that you need. Oh, it's so quiet in here. The Bible says, but when they waited for a long time, they saw that he wasn't harmed. He stayed alive. And so it changed their minds and they decided that Paul was a god then. Listen, do not fall apart because of trouble. You got to allow God to sit on the throne of your emotions. The Holy Spirit was sent to be your comforter over every stressful thing you will ever go through in life. Jesus said in John 14 and 16, the Father will give you another comforter that he might abide with you forever. You know, I'm going to say it again, guys. Look, the devil is attacking you. And you've got a choice. Either you're going to allow him to keep attacking you or in the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to shake him off and say, no, you can't have me. You can't have my family. You can't have my job. You can't have my health. You can't do it. And maintain joy even as you are telling him, no, devil, you can't do it. You can't do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Folks, I want to tell you this. One of the secrets of going through trouble is the fact that you praise God while you're in the middle of it. Most of you have heard this before, but let me just encourage you one more time. In Psalm 50 and 14, David says, bring your thanks to God as a sacrifice. When does your thanks become a sacrifice? When it's so difficult to praise God. You may be going through hell on earth. And yet the Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. What? Give God thanks for this horrendous situation? Give God thanks? Yeah, yeah. Give him the sacrifice of praise. The Bible says, keep your vows to the Most High. Then call upon him in the times of trouble, and he will rescue you. And Jesus and the Word of God says, and you will honor me. Now listen to this verse in Philippians 4 and 6. Don't worry about anything. Come on, repeat after me. I won't worry about anything. Instead, I'll pray about everything. I will tell God what I need, and I will thank him for all he's already done. Now, look what happens when you do that. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything and anything that you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. In Isaiah 61 and 2, it says, he has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor has come. I'm here tonight to tell you that if you're in mourning, if you're going through a situation, the time of God's favor has come. The Bible says to all who mourn, he will give a crown of beauty for their ashes. Joy, a joyful blessing instead of mourning. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Folks, listen, you maintain your joy and your peace through faith when you're going through a storm in your life. Listen to what it says in Psalm 30 and 5. Weeping may last throughout the night, but joy surely comes in the morning. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing, verse 11 says. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Folks, listen, it is time to get over our despair. It is time for us to be away with the doom and gloom. It is time for us to rebuke the enemy who is coming against our lives. It's time for us to shake it off and realize that God is with us. Keep on going back to the well of salvation. Keep on drawing out from the well joy, 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 because Jesus Christ is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Joy is in you. Peace is in you. God's presence is with you. Don't allow the circumstances to control your life. Be led of the Spirit. Instead, let God control your life. Let him control the circumstances, no matter how dark it gets.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the program for today is There's Something in the Water. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.